Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Music to my ears, and perhaps to yours as well, although this is not a music program. There certainly is a lot of conversation about what's going on musically with the singers of the day. Yep, the people that sing. I sing, but this is not really the main focus point of our discussing singers. For example, Jennifer Lopez would be considered a singer, would she not? Is that beyond the top of the DJ?
Oh, she's a triple threat. Yeah. She's a she's more than a triple threat. She's a singer. She's an actress. She's a dancer. She is a skincare maven. All kinds of things going on in her world.
And she's a wife.
Wifey, yes.
All right, got married in Las Vegas over the weekend.
Good for them.
Was it expected? Was Las Vegas the place that everybody expected, or what did people suspect or expect one way or the other?
I'm not sure there were very many suspicions. Just because of the first time they were supposed to get married, it was this huge, extravagant wedding. It was the height of when the paparazzi were really up everyone's butts, and they realized that they had all these different bride decoys, and they had to hire on all of these people pretending to be J-Lo and pretending to be Ben Affleck just to throw people off, and the whole situation got bigger than them, and they called off the wedding. They in turn broke up, went off and had other marriages, had kids, but they found their way back to each other, and they were probably kind of like, let's just do this for us.
Yeah, right. Or as some people their age, my age, think to themselves, and your age, why get married at all? Is the expectation they will have children? I wouldn't have thought so, unless they adopt a child. How many children do they have between the two of them?
Let's see, five?
Four,
he has three,
five.
She has two.
Yeah, okay. And is it likely the two that she has will live with them, right? Pretty much that's not... that isn't against the grain.
Probably,
women usually
probably
get
or at least split time. They both seem, both Ben Affleck and J-Lo, seem to be really great co-parents with their former spouses. So,
yeah,
it seems like everybody pretty much gets along. And I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, I don't know. Maybe they'll have another kid. Maybe she carries a child. Maybe it's a surrogate. Maybe they adopt. Maybe they just don't have any more kids.
Mm-hmm. They have their house that was Danny DeVito's house. Before they paid $60 million, that
their
thing's been...
Their magnificent mansion, yeah. Well, with all those kids, you need the space.
Yeah. Lots of space, yeah, exactly. Like, what, 9,000 square feet or something?
Yeah.
Or they're going to have a big room or two or three. So were the ex-spouses invited? Jennifer Garner, she and Jennifer Lopez should be along fine, no?
Oh, yeah, it seems like everybody gets along great. And, yeah. I mean, I doubt it. Whenever you think of eloping in Vegas, it's typically not
it's
many
the two
people
of them.
There.
Mm-hmm. But Elvis did not perform the service. Elvis is gone from doing that, I think.
Yeah, when does that go into effect? Is it already in effect?
I think it's already in effect.
That's astounding, the fact that you cannot be married by Elvis anymore in Vegas. It was so iconic.
Benjamin Giza Affleck and Jennifer Lynn Lopez are now husband and wife. You may now kiss the bride. Think that's the first time they've kissed? Maybe not.
No, probably not. Well, they were engaged to be married before, so.
Yep, they've got
it. There's paparazzi pics of them smooching.
Yeah, well, of course. So it's Monday, May the 18th, covering lots of things that are going on in the world, have gone on over the weekend. One of them very unpleasant, the Ukrainian youngster, 4 years old, with 23 others that were blown up by a Russian missile. I don't understand this. I really don't. The world community looks on, does nothing. The Russians keep bombing the hell out of Ukraine. People keep getting slaughtered, and we sit and we watch. And we do nothing. And we can say, well, we gave them our best guns. We gave them our best of this and best of that. But there's nobody pushing, no leadership pushing to get to go in, send whoever you have to go in to arrest Putin and put him on trial for war crimes.
Yeah, send in straight up terrorism. These are civilians. These are shopping malls. These are apartment buildings. These are not containers that are holding Ukrainian weapons that might attack Russia or Russian army and military that's coming in. This is terrorism.
And they, well, we don't really understand. You don't understand what the impact is of all of this. I understand that there's a, not only this 4-year-old, 23 others. How many more have been killed in the last 24 hours? This is one of the largest cities in Ukraine that was attacked, 160 miles outside of Kiev. This child, and then the picture of the priest on top of her casket. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. Yeah. There's still, what is it, a reported 39 people are still missing from this explosion, and numerous people, some people were saved, but so many people died. And the reason that we're all talking about this is because of that viral photograph of the toddler's body.
Mm-hmm. And then the priest on top of the casket, and the statement from it was the mayor, whoever it is, of the city, evil cannot win. Well, evil is winning. Evil is ahead. And the scorecard is way long, and it just it continues to happen. And you don't hear anything. The Chinese aren't saying anything. You wouldn't expect them to. The bad guys of the world aren't saying anything. But the good guys of the world aren't saying anything or doing anything really that amounts to a whole lot. So there's that. And then there's the postings and the awkwardness of having people still in kind of grunt mode, in a manner of speaking, because that's all we're doing is grunting. Yep. Okay, we've got to do something about it. Well, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing about it? And that's
the oh, what a shame. Or people who just look the other way. The whole ignorance is bliss is no longer an excuse.
There isn't. You know, we've talked for a long time of the Middle East terrorists and what they get away with and what they try to do, etc. There is no more terrorist leader and no more terrorist country than Russia. That's what Zelensky said. And at this moment in world history, he's completely correct. There is no other. The artery shellings, destruction of cities, murdering hundreds and thousands of people, children. And so this is, you look at the Russians, they're boasting about getting the civilians. Look at all the people we killed in the name of Mother Russia. We got to get rid of the Nazis. So this is, it's not tolerable. And as long as we're at the Russian front, shall we look at Brittany Griner and what's going on with her? Lawyer says that she was prescribed cannabis for medical use. You think the Russian court's going to care about that? They don't have medical marijuana usage in Russia. What do they
care? No, well, and that's the thing, that she, when she packed such in a hurry and hastily that she didn't even realize she had it with her.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if she had it for medical reasons, then she's used to having it with her at all times, especially if she lives in an area where it's legal. So I definitely believe this. I've walked through airport security, or I've tried to walk through airport security holding a water bottle, just because I wasn't even thinking. I'm just so used to holding some
water. Yeah, we've all done that.
Yeah, and it's like I don't even think, and then they're like, you have to dump that out. And I look at them like, what are you talking about? And then I look at my hand, I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I do buy this excuse. Russia doesn't care. That's, you know, that like you just said, they don't care. But I believe that she wasn't trying to sneak or smuggle or distribute or anything like that.
But back to the fact that she pled guilty to this. And now, you know, wondering out loud why she did that. Lawyer says it's the beginning of getting her freed from custody. So how will the Russians use that?
Because she has to, the hearings had to get to a certain point, and she acknowledged, like, she's like, I did this. I didn't mean to break any laws. I do strictly apologize. But the thing is the court system is completely different than America, where here, if somebody pleads guilty, it's over and you go to sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that there. Her court hearings are supposed to go through, what, the middle of August, the end of August?
She's supposedly in jail, too, until the 20th of December under the current circumstance. She's authorized to go through December 20th. So that's another thing. And, yeah, it goes on and on. That's another international disgrace that nobody's really... Where's the leadership in America to do something about it? No, there's no leadership anywhere. So 16 past the hour in a moment. a Mexican drug lord gets captured. We'll talk about how that happened after this.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, a driveway basketball hoop, including the base, weighs around 400 pounds. Something you probably do know, there's a windstorm coming. Something you probably don't know, a basketball hoop tipping over can poke a hole in a car roof like a can opener. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or New Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to the Everyday Hotel. You'll be on the second floor and your other room will be on the 14th.
Wait, we asked for connecting rooms? These are 12 floors apart.
We tried, ma'am, but technically they're only 11 floors apart. We don't have a 13th floor.
We can't be 11 floors away from our kids.
I don't see a problem. Stuart!
When you want separate rooms, but not that separate, it matters where you stay. Only Hilton offers confirmed connecting rooms at the time of booking. Hilton, for the stay.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
18 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, the arrest of fugitive drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero took place over the weekend. They've been after him for 9 years. He was on the FBI's 10 most wanted list as a trafficker, Justice Department. So I'm trying to figure out, did the Mexicans arrest him or did the Americans arrest him? Or was it a joint effort? As sometimes you see on TV and in the movies.
I always like in the movies where you have them cross the country line.
Right,
and
yeah.
The other people are just standing there like, okay, well, take care, I guess.
He was the head of the Guadalajara cartel. And then he got involved in a kidnapping and a murder in 1985 of the person who was in the guy that was hired by the Americans, apparently, an undercover drug enforcement administrator. And then he was arrested for that, and then he got released on a technicality after being in jail for 28 years. He then became another fugitive right away because he went back into the drug business. He offered a DEA agent $20 million. And supposedly the Mexican government put up that much money to capture him. And also 14 Mexican service members died when a helicopter crashed as they were trying to capture Quintero. Another bad guy off the street. But you know what? It almost becomes laughable because this is like ants coming out of an anthill. So you bump off the guy who's in charge. It's kind of like the terrorists in the Middle East. You bump off the leader, and then the next guy underneath becomes the leader. And like, okay,
and it's always worse because then they really have something to prove. And everybody wants to do better than the last.
Right, exactly. So hopefully, well, does it take drugs off the street? You know, you wonder about that, too. The whole thing as it becomes gray, if you will, or cloudy, if you'll pardon the pun. That's that story with Rafael Caro Quintero out of the picture. 21 after the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
If you're feeding cattle, whether you have dairy cattle or whether it's beef cattle, or you're feeding pigs or you're feeding lambs or you're feeding sheep or you're feeding whomever, a commercial fertilizer and commercial grain are full of microplastics. How did we get here? How is there that there's so much of this stuff in our everyday life?
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 and change past the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The ideas that come from social media, some of them good, some of them bad, some of them positive, some of them negative. People seem to want to have their say, Jay, on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter. You can do that with us at Good Day Radio Show on the Meta Connections and Twitter.
Right?
Yeah, do people know what that is?
Taking over everything, Facebook and Instagram. And if you ever feel like, oh, Instagram feels a lot like Facebook these days because they're owned by the same company.
Yep, same thing. All right, so we've discussed Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck getting married. Pretty interesting picture coming from the All-Star Celebrity Softball game in Los Angeles, including something that happened to Bryan Cranston. Talk about that after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Oh, what's going on? right, so Jay, do you see this picture of Bryan Cranston?
Oh, it looked, did you see the video? It looked so painful. The celebrity all-star celebrity softball game happening, Dodger Stadium. Mm-hmm. Bryan Cranston, everybody hopes to get a hit. They all want to be the one that gets the in-the-park home run because right. out of the park just isn't possible for the celebrities. But, yeah, instead, he gets hit by a line drive right in the shoulder, doubles over in pain. He's down for a couple minutes.
So has he got a beard and what's he wearing? Got a beard and long hair and stuff? Is that?
Yeah, a little bit of a shaggy cut.
Right, exactly. So anyway, one of the former L.A. Dodger players picked him up after he got bumped off. Looks like they had a pretty good crowd here. As it turned out, I was in L.A. over the weekend, and I could have gone to that game on Saturday.
You should have.
I know.
Yeah, the All-Star stuff is always so much fun.
Yeah, it is. And who else was there? Who did you see? Anthony Ramos was there.
He's the one that hit that line drive right down into the shoulder. Right. JoJo Siwa hit an in-the-park home run, and so that was another thing that a lot of people were talking about.
So let's see. Who else was – I'm trying to find Aaron Paul was there, I think. Wasn't he supposed to be there? He threw the first – Oh, no, he's supposed to throw the first pitch on July 30th. There's some other big deal going on then. Anyway, so that's the story of what happened to the good, the bad, and the people who needed a haircut.
Rub some over dirt on it.
Yeah, right, exactly. You'll feel better in the morning. 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Liz, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? In this case, Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A Texas House investigative committee released a preliminary report Sunday outlining a series of failures by multiple law enforcement agencies in their response to the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting. The 77-page report described the incident, an overall lackadaisical approach by nearly 400 police officers and federal agencies. Senator Bernie Sanders on Sunday criticized President Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia. His complaint is that the Crown Prince was involved in the killing of an American resident journalist. West Virginia Wanda Palmer awoke from a years-long coma after being brutally attacked in June of 2020. Jackson County Sheriff Ross Mellinger said they needed help in the case.
The real thing we were missing up to this point
was someone who could tell us what happened.
She identified her brother Daniel Palmer as the assailant. He was arrested at a remote West Virginia location. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues as a record number of encounters at the border in June was reported. Officials are continuing to deal with a surge of illegal immigrants. On Fox News, Texas Republican Congressman Beth Van Dune is critical of the president's handling of the crisis.
What we see is lie after lie. First, the lies started when President Biden said last year that this was just seasonal, that this was going to go away after the spring. As you just mentioned, we're seeing those numbers continue to increase. This is not seasonal.
U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has released the southern border numbers from the month of June, over 200,000 encounters. A dolphin spotted swimming in a New England river has everyone talking.
A wayward dolphin has been swimming in the Thames River in Connecticut after it made its way upstream from the Long Island Sound. The dolphin was first spotted by fishermen Thursday morning. A video posted to Facebook shows the dolphin jumping around near the Norwich Marina, about 15 miles from the sound. The animal rescue team at the Mystic Aquarium was eventually notified. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Peter Rex, the founder and CEO of a Texas-based tech company, is offering benefits to employees who choose life. Rex saying his business has decided to give up to $7,500 to employees who want to have their baby and give it up for adoption. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stephens Good Day Show.
Here's the story of firefighters saving a cat. Name of the cat is Cash. This little gray tabby cat had to be taken out of the ATM by the Fort Smith Fire Department. Somebody heard a meow inside of the ATM.
Meow!
I mean, Daisy, my dog, is sitting here, and I go,
meow.
Just the look on her face.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34, almost 35 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Jay and Doug here with the update on the, this is pretty interesting story here about all these balloons, Jay. Half a million balloons.
Yeah, it really is. And the pictures just don't do any of it justice. It is so cool. And it raised so many funds. This happened in Florida.
Orlando,
Yeah. And what it is it's part of this, like, fantasy wonderland. It was 500,000 balloons. They give these kids this entire, like, it's this, my mind is going blank, resort kind of situation for these sick kids and their mm-hmm. families, and they get to go on these vacations, and they can do all these different things. And so a Hyatt hotel did this replica, life-size replica of this kids' world village that's normally over, like, 90 acres, all in this banquet hall, and they did a couple of the lands, like Candyland, Dinosaur Land, Under the Sea, and the event was $20 for tickets to get in, and it raised $52,000, which can entirely go to the
it's like the Give a Wish Foundation, kind of, isn't it? Kind
yes,
of like
exactly.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of sheer. And so here we have this one. I saw this at first. It reminded me of the annual event that takes place in Albuquerque, which isn't about just balloons, but it's the hot air balloons that people ride in. I was there once a long time ago, and Bob Kay, who's our general manager, was running KOB. And he ran both KOA in Denver and KOB in Albuquerque. But this is, I think in October every year they have that. And it does the same thing. It uplifts. Everybody sees these fabulous, beautiful balloons. They dominate the skyline. But at any rate, this give kids the world has welcomed 177,000 families from all of our 50 states and 76 countries around the world. This village, it's near Disney World, right? It's right nearby, so they get kids to go into
Disney
World.
Yeah, and then there's donated tickets to Disney World if that's where the kids want to go. And for this replica, it was 400 balloon artists from around the world that all got together to construct this.
Mm-hmm. So, good. That's a very neat way to pay attention to people that don't always have enough attention paid to them, frankly, under the circumstances. Good stuff. Here's, I don't consider this good necessarily, although there's good and bad in this. This woman in West Virginia, been in a coma for 2 years, has awakened, and she got put into the coma. She was brutally attacked, and nobody could identify the person attacking her until she woke up and said, "It was my brother."
Yeah.
Wow.
That's true. Yeah, there's really the only good news thing is that she was able to wake up and identify her attacker. She was so badly beaten that authorities that first came to the scene thought she was dead.
I don't know about families who don't get along anyway. So what was is she cognizant enough? Is she completely regained her senses, or is she just able to sort of in a grog communicate in some way, shape, or form? Does she have the ability now, coming out of the coma, to communicate on a normal level, or was she so badly hurt in this situation?
No, she's suffered a significant amount of brain damage.
Mm.
I'm sure if she ever does recover, it would probably be a long road to recovery. It's not, nothing's impossible.
So I wonder why they never suspected him. The fellow's name is Daniel Palmer. Her name is Wanda. He was as soon as the sister said, "My brother did this," he went after her with a machete or a hatch, something like that. Somebody completely out of their minds, and nobody has caught the fact this guy is completely out of his mind, because he was completely out of his mind. You don't do stuff like that if you're normal, if you're sane, out of his mind.
Didn't even give a fight or anything. Apparently he was a little bit surprised, but not entirely, and... Mm. They're going to figure out what the motive is, get him to court, all of that.
Does the motive make a difference, really, in something like this?
It depends who you ask. I think people who are more closely involved typically want to know why.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe family and friends would want to know why.
Yeah. The man who entered the Greenwood Park Mall in Indiana, who shot the place up over the weekend, 4 people dead, 2 injured there. He had several magazines of ammunition, went into the food court, and nobody seems to know why, at least at this point. So, I don't know. In this case, or in most of these cases, it happens that they want some kind of notoriety. All right. Yeah. Well, you can hear the frustration in my voice. In a moment, let's just get out of that. Let's just go away from those things because, there is a legal battle. I don't know if this is new or not, but apparently they're going to court in Delaware today to decide what the first step is in the battle between Musk and Twitter. So under the circumstances, if I were to buy a company, or I was going to buy a house, or I was going to, there's a way of disengaging. So I don't want to buy the house, so I'll pay the 5% fee that would go to the listing agent, and I'm out. So what is the, this thing always, since he decided to withdraw, did he sign some agreement that bound him to buy it? And he's a great businessman. Why would he sign something like that? That's what I don't understand.
But what you were saying also, Doug, with the housing situation, if you were going to buy a house and then you decide not to, typically it has to be for a legitimate reason, mm-hmm. like the inspection failed or something the seller said and then they didn't. And you can't just be like, you know what, I changed my mind. I just don't want to anymore. You can't do that. And it seems like what Elon Musk is saying is he asked for certain information and it was not given to him, and that's why he's backing out. And
I don't blame him.
Twitter, they're saying that they have been doing everything he's been asking, and he keeps coming up with more ludicrous asks. So it is definitely going to be interesting in how a judge deems all of this.
Due diligence is due diligence. Whether you're buying a house, buying a business, whatever it is, you have a period of time. Usually it depends on what the deal is. It would be a month or two or three. And so what's the, I honestly think this sounds like a really strange case. However they got him, he's too smart to get cornered, it would seem to me. And I don't know, who runs Twitter now? He's buying it from whom? Is it an independent outfit? Again, not knowing, we're on Twitter, Good Day On Air, but who owns it? Where is it? Just Twitter Inc.? It's Twitter. I'm buying Twitter Inc.
It's Elliott Management, isn't it? Is that who it is?
I don't know who it is, but I think it's
Jack Dorsey, CEO.
Well, Dorsey's been the CEO for a while, yeah. Next up, monkeypox cases. Oh, this ought to be good. We'll get to this right after. We'll get to that after this.
The perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you old stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Progressive presents, don't do it yourself.
Okay, fixing a water heater. Easy peasy.
Oh, yeah? So you know how to secure this gift joint?
Yeah.
Detach the steam pump?
Takes 2 seconds.
And fasten the dooble to the pressure tube?
Yeah, my dad taught me how to do that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I made all those things up. Look, we should just bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
That's cool. This dooble's the wrong size anyway.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
All right, we got 45 after the hour now. Here's the number of confirmed monkeypox cases, 1,800. Okay, so 43 states. Got it. You don't think there are 1,800 people that had colds this weekend in any given state, never mind around the country? So now apparently officials say vaccine demand is outpaced supply. The government has ordered 7 million doses. Here we are again. Overkill. Overdoing it. I think this is ridiculous. I've thought it was ridiculous from the beginning. So they have, there's 11,000 cases across 65 countries. You don't think there are five times that many flu cases for the past weekend, or 10 times, or 20 times?
Well, and forgive me if I'm wrong on this, but isn't the flu more deadly than monkeypox? Isn't monkeypox just a really gnarly rash that lasts a couple weeks?
Right. Yep. That's it. So here we are getting everybody whipped up into a way that we can sell a lot more stuff, and then what happens after that? Not as doing this every day. Every once in a while I get to the point of complete frustration, because you see this stuff and it's so obvious what's going on, and you want to tell people, okay, beware of this, look out for that, think about it this way, think about it that way. Here's another story from, I should say this, from my daughter, who's now in the house. I remember I took my two children to Knott's Berry Farm and to Disneyland, in Anaheim when they were, I don't know, Brenda was probably 6 or 7, Megan might have been 8 or 9. And we went out there and we spent a lot of time at Knott's Berry Farm and had lots of boysenberry. And it turned out, whenever we mentioned Knott's Berry Farm, Megan rolls her eyeballs, because there was plenty of it was boysenberry everywhere. Everything had boysenberry on it, which is what Knott's Berry Farm is known for. Normally they close at 11 o'clock, but apparently they closed it early over the weekend because there were fights breaking out.
Situation, like multiple fights in different areas, and they were just kind of like, you know what, enough, we're done, we're closing today.
Close it down. This is next door to the happiest place. Isn't Disney supposed to be the happiest place on the planet? Isn't that how they sell themselves? The happiest place in the world.
Yeah, Disney World, the happiest place on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't think so. Everybody's going to fight about something. Who knows what they brought in there. So what's up with Ricky Martin?
Yeah, what is up with Ricky Martin? This is a whole hot mess. I mean, apparently, so earlier in the month, he was charged or had allegations of domestic violence by an unknown person. And then his brother, Eric Martin, named the alleged victim, saying it was his son, Ricky Martin's nephew. And apparently there's incest charges now, and the storyline was that Ricky was in a relationship and the nephew tried to break it off, and Ricky didn't take it so well. Well, Ricky is fighting it, saying that didn't happen. His nephew is emotionally unstable. Ricky's brother, Eric, who is this guy's father, is saying that his son is emotionally unstable and is standing by his brother, Ricky, and so it's a lot.
Family, man. if he's found guilty, he could go to prison, Ricky Martin.
Yeah, more right? So for the incest allegations over the domestic violence, because in Puerto Rico, that's a bigger deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal anywhere.
It is a big deal anyway. Yeah, it is gross. Yeah, it is gross. A lot of people like him because of that song.
Living La Vida Loca.
Right. Living La Vida Loca. Living the life of something. Living the life is not living the life of Riley, but
living
some
the crazy
pretty
life.
Crazy, the good life, the exciting life. All right, speaking of exciting, here we are at 10 minutes for the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. It's time for Family Farm and Food News. It's National Sour Candy Day. Okay. I like sour candy. I like the hard candy. And I had one yesterday on the farm. It was hot yesterday. We had lots of activity. And I was looking. I had a little bit of ice cream and a little something to drink. But I saw a bowl full of hard candies. It was a lemon-lime sort of thing. That's really... A sour candy is kind of good. But apparently hasn't been around for that long. I didn't realize that. I thought it had been around for a long time.
So did I. I was shocked to hear that. And that one of the first, quote-unquote, sour candies were the Atomic Fireball. Are we calling that sour? That's not sour. That's hot.
Yeah, it is. That's not sour at all.
I cannot tolerate sour. That's why I don't really like berries, because they're too sour for me. But Atomic Fireballs are amazing.
Really?
That's not a sour candy.
Okay.
Can we change history by our own opinion?
Absolutely. Change whatever you like. I'll listen and I'll listen and learn. In a moment, speaking of hard candy, there's a lawsuit that's been filed against a major candy company. We'll talk about that after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so what's the scoop here, Jay? Eminem Mars being sued by somebody who claims that Skittles are unfit for human consumption.
Yes.
This doesn't sound like farm, but it is food for sure.
Oh, absolutely, and this matters. They claim that candy contains heightened levels of titanium dioxide, and while a statement from Mars, Inc. says that they will not comment on pending litigation, however, their use of titanium dioxide complies with FDA regulations. Well, in France, they've completely banned any level of titanium dioxide.
Because is this the coloring stuff? This is colors, how you color paints and stuff. This is the color. That's what they use, like red dye number 4 and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's something that can potentially alter. It's a chemical substance that can alter DNA and cause this whole slew of health issues. And
right.
What this person, Janelle Thames, is saying is that it needs to go away permanently. No level is safe.
So why would it take one person to look at this? Where is the rest of the world when it comes to this? Most progressive countries have their own FDA, and they should look at all of this stuff, and unless they're being hooscowed by Eminem Mars or whomever it is, this is not... we've heard stories about red dye number 4 for years about how bad it is for you. And so this is something... he's in California, and he's using California law to sue them. But, you know, they got a lot of money. They're probably... sometimes these things prevail, sometimes they don't. We all hear the stories about Monsanto and how many suits there are against them. They got lots of money, and they haven't been winning those cases, so maybe there is something.
Especially when it's something that it correlates with what the FDA is saying is permitted. So then you have to wonder, well, maybe go after the FDA on these kind of situations.
Yep, for sure. Government's not doing is the bidding of the big companies is what they do more often than taking care of the average person. Here's a sad story from Columbiana Township in Ohio, where a dairy farm had a fire over the weekend and 60 calves were killed in the fire. The family farm, it's called White Leather Family Farm on Essex Road. Three barns burned in the fire. The old barn, 140 years old. This happens. I had a barn on a farm that I owned burned to the ground in 45 minutes. Old 200-year-old barn.
So heartbreaking.
Right to the ground. And they lost equipment and hay and all kinds of stuff. But more importantly, they lost all these calves.
Yeah, 20 to 25 calves were rescued. A neighbor stepped in and helped herd the calves to neighboring farms.
Yeah, yep. Well, it happens. You got to be careful this time of year. Hay, if you put it in the barn and it's not dried out, then you got a problem. So that is the connection to the farm we have here at 59 past the hour on the Good Day Show.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.